Boker Tov. When people read the Torah, and you know, like, we read it from a very young age. We hear it from a very young age. We hear the stories. We review it every year. Sometimes we face a danger, call it, of reading the Torah, hearing its stories, like we would of Harry Potter. Harry Potter, when you read the books, and there's magic, and there's elves, and there's all sorts of things going on, you accept that. Why do you accept that? Because that's the world you're in. Okay, you're reading about this world where these characters have these powers, and you know, when a problem arises and how the kind of problems that arise, the kind of solutions they have, they're all in that framework of this fantasy world, and you accept the rules of the fantasy world as dictated by the author. There's a risk of us doing the same thing when we read the Torah. We're like, yeah, you know, and we just like read past it, we don't notice. Reviv, this week's parasha, is one of those examples. Moshe Rabbeinu is given these otot to do in front of the people, he's given otot to do in front of Paro, and he goes and does the otot in front of Paro, and is Paro impressed? No. Part of why Paro wasn't impressed was because his Chartumim did the same thing. Okay, which means that, you know, yeah, they did the same magic tricks, right? They turned a snake to a staff to a snake, and they turned the water to blood, and then, you know, comes the makot, and they do the same thing for the first two makot at least, right? They turn the, you know, they succeed in doing, in reproducing the dam, and they succeed in reproducing the tzfardea, and what people just read by and like, oh, okay. And you're like saying, wait a minute, this isn't Harry Potter. This happened. So what is it that they did, these Chartumim? Which leads us to the big meta question. Is magic real? Okay, meaning, nowadays, whenever you see like these talent shows or whatever, where magicians get up and they do these amazing tricks, everyone knows that it's a trick. Part of why it's called a magic trick. Okay, it's a magic trick, right? Everyone knows that there's sleight of hand. Everyone knows that there's an illusion. Everyone knows that there's all sorts of technologies, you know, like there's things hiding in all sorts of places that you just don't know what he's doing, right? And if you hold by that, then you're like the Rambam. Okay, that magic doesn't exist. But when the Torah says you're not allowed to do magic and you have to kill sorcerers, then who does it want to kill? Charlatans. Which means there is no magic. Anyone doing magic is really just a charlatan. He's just doing sleight of hand. He's doing a trick. And when the Torah says that magic is us and you need to kill magicians, it means that. Let's go down the other route. Ramban says, all right, there really is such thing as magic. Okay? And the Torah, when it says it's usher, it's not the usher, the sleight of hand, it's usher. Real magic. Right? And therefore you can say that this parasha of the Chartumim did real magic, and that's real magic has limitations. They could it was strong enough to reproduce Dam and Tzfardea and the snake staff, but it wasn't strong enough to reproduce things from Kinim onward. Okay? But then you have to say, alright, as a modern man thinks scientifically, do I believe that magic exists? Okay? Now that's the kind of questions you have to be asking, gentlemen, when you read these stories. Not just the story of, oh yeah, the Chartumim did it, and just read on to like the Harry Potter book. You have to think, what exactly happened? Okay? And what are the halachic and Torah and belief repercussions that come from that belief? It's not just like, you know, okay, so they did that. And, you know, no, it's real. And that thought I'll leave you this morning, you know, saying, do you believe in magic? Boker Tov.